Do we all surrender everything to Jesus? We just sang that song, the freebie. This ain't what I'm talking about, but do we surrender all to Jesus? Do I hear an amen for that? I can't hear you.
Amen.
That's a little better. I love that. Anyway, it's quite an honor to be here to talk to you all this morning about what I want to speak with you about. I'm not your everyday preacher, you know. I'm just a person that loves God, and I try to do what He wants me to do. And first of all, I'd like to thank God for putting what I'm about to speak to you about on my heart, because it is from my heart that I am talking to you about, and that's what I'm going to talk to you about today, is your heart. And how does God see man versus God? How He sees man is what I'm going to talk to you about. And I'm going to talk to you about what I'm struggling with. I'm struggling every day with my heart. You know, there are things that are in my heart that I struggle with. And I'm sure you struggle with some things, because everyone struggles. Everybody does. That's part of your life. But, you know, I've been struggling with what I do and what I don't do. You know what I mean? Because I do the things I shouldn't do, and I should do other things. But I struggle with that. So let's talk about it. First thing I'd like to talk to you about is that we'd like to read a scripture, right? And that's 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Don't look at his appearance or the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees, because man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And what he was talking about is that Saul was tall and good looking. He was an impressive looking man. The Lord doesn't look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart, which we all know, right? Here he was. Samuel was appointed by God to find the king, because the men back then, they wanted to be like everybody else. They wanted a king. And Samuel had to find one. So God put him in charge of finding one. But they wanted someone handsome and well-built, you know, and strong and stuff. And God said, no, that's not the one. When they were looking at the first guy, they went and found Saul. And they appointed him king. They anointed him. Samuel anointed him king. So that was just something that happened. They looked at his heart. He had the right heart. He didn't look at his appearance, but he had the right heart. And that's what God looks at all of us, right? So good morning to you online. And I hope you all get something out of this, because I am certainly getting something out of it. I get a lot out of what I read. I'd like to thank Ron Tremblay, Brother Ron Tremblay, because him and I put this together. We worked very hard at this. And he's one man that I certainly love a lot, and he's done a lot of things for me, and I appreciate it. He knows that very much. And I put together some other scripture that goes along with the heart. Him and I did this. And I'd like to read another scripture for you. It's Hebrews 4:13. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, marrow, both joint and marrow, able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Now, what do I mean by thoughts and intentions? They're in your heart, right? You do, you know, what comes out of your heart comes out of your mouth. Right? What you think, what you believe, you actually say it, and you don't realize you're saying it sometimes, at least I don't. But people like yourselves, you probably do the same thing. Hey, God judges by faith and character. Both of these pour out from thoughts and attention. God sees these always. Many people spend hours each week maintain their outward appearance, but you and God know what your heart really looks like, right? You and God know, and you know, because God can see what you don't see or what you don't want to show. You can hide it from yourself and hide it from other people, but you can't hide it from God. And I got to realize that myself. You know, I think I'm hiding something, but I'm not. So, just want you to realize that, too. And another scripture that I have is Matthew 7:24-27. And you all have heard this. You all have read this, but this is dealing with your heart, too. Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell and the floods came, and the wind blew and slammed against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it has been slammed against that house, yet it did not fall again, for it has been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act in them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came. And then the wind blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and it collapsed. It was great. Thoughts and intentions cause one man to build on a rock, another man on sand. Why did they do that? One man hears and he obeys, and the other man doesn't. Why? What steps are you taking to improve your heart's attitude? Are you taking steps to improve it? Well, I'll tell you, I'm taking steps, and the steps that I'm taking is I'm Bible studying with different people. I do that with Ron once a week, right? And I'm talking with my brother-in-law on a daily basis about God. Every day we read the Power for Today. And that helped me with my walk with God. You know, because I'm reading what other people actually do. And I think it's helping me and it's helping him too, you know? But that's what I'm doing. I'm taking those steps and I'm trying. I think you should do the same thing. It wouldn't hurt. You know, you gotta always do something that helps. I have a whole bunch of scriptures, but I'm not Ron, so I try to put this in my own words. And there's another scripture, I haven't ended it yet, but there's another one. I'd like Ron to read this scripture, if you don't mind. All right, it's Matthew 15, 18 through 20. And Ron, if you don't mind, I'd like you to read that.
But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders. These are the things which defile the man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man.
What does your speech reveal about your heart? Actions evil? Do you feel and give up? Or do you try again to be a Christian who loves, lifts up, and encourages? Do you? I ask that question. Do you try or you give up? Just say, that's it. Hey, I'll do something else. You know, God wants us to go on, keep trying. He doesn't want us to quit. You know, like I say, we can walk away, but he won't walk away from us, ever. And that's something I struggle with. And I know some people struggle with that too, but you don't have to, because he's there for you all the time. All you just gotta do is open your arms and say, I love you, I'm there, I need you. You know, something I have to learn to do myself. So, and I'm getting to last page here. How can a heart be changed? You know, we're talking about the heart. And I'd like to read Psalms 51:10. It's one of my favorite Psalms. I like the book of Psalms. It's my favorite chapter in the Bible. I love the book of Psalms. And it's Psalm 51:10. Good is a song, created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. David, King David, he said that, and he always wanted that, and I've been asking that for a long time. And that's what I truly want. I think our heart needs to be cleaned all the time. And then I turn to Galatians 6, 8, 9. For the one who sows to his own flesh will reap destruction from the flesh. But the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let's not be discouraged in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not become weary. Sow to your flesh and reap destructions, or sow to your spirit and reap eternal life. Are you sowing to your spirit? Don't be discouraged and grow weary. Persist in the spirit, and you will reap goodness. I truly believe that. And do you have, right now, as I'm talking with you, do you have a clean heart? Do you have an answer for that? Okay. And I say, don't be discouraged, right? And what it says, God won't ever leave you, ever. You can leave him, but he's there all the time. And I always said, when you be baptized and give yourself all to Jesus, I always said, when you bury someone, you don't leave a leg out of the coffin, do you? Right? You don't do that. You don't leave an arm out or a leg out. You give yourself all to Jesus. You give yourself all to him. You don't bury part of yourself. Yourself, a whole body goes in. Right? So that's what needs to be done. And you should do that. I know people that feel they don't need to be baptized, but you do what you think you gotta do. But God wants you. And it's a part of life. Last but not least is John 3:11. Ron, could you read that, please?
Yes. No one is born of God, practices sin, because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother. Oh, for this is the message which you've heard from the beginning. We should love one another.
Thank you. What I have written on there, focus your heart on God, and you experience great power in prayer. So there always is a lot of power when you pray. You cannot come to God without fear. Fear, God will hear you. He hears your requests, and you have a direct line to him anytime. And should what we just read, does that mean we should go on sinning? We are children of God. We're not children of the devil, right? Right. My actions and words show what's in my heart, right? They do, right? Who is your brother and your sister? I ask you. Who is your brother and who is your sister? I wrote down the ones around us. And even the ones that are around us, if they aren't in Christ, they could be. Like I said, we're all preachers, we're all servants, right? We're all supposed to tell the good news, Right? Aren't we supposed to do that? Amen. I mean, what are we here for? Like Barry was talking about this morning in class, right? Our purpose is to let people know that God is alive and he can work wonders in our lives if we just let him, right? So I think we should do that. God wants to give the power to obey. To obey him with all our hearts. He wants to give the power to us to obey him with all our hearts. Remember, God can look into your heart. No one else can. You don't have X-ray vision. I don't. That's what I refer to it. I say, X-ray vision. That's what God has. He can see, you know? And it's something we all need to know that he can do. You know, and like I say, I'm struggling, and I still am right now talking with you all. I'm struggling with doing the right thing, because I don't always do the right thing. You know, I'm mean sometimes, and I don't want to be, but I am. It's called being human. No one was perfect except for one person. And we killed him, not really. We didn't actually kill him, but our ancestors did. So anyway, that's my sermon, I guess, what I'm talking to you about this morning. I should have said an opening prayer, but I was nervous. So why, I don't know. So anyway, like I say, what's on our heart comes out of our mouth. And sometimes we don't realize it, but it does. But I have a lot of mentors. Ron's one of them. Barry's another one. And there are other people that I get advice from, too. And it's good, you know. So anyway, I want to thank you all very much. Thank you all for listening to me. Gab, what I mean, people that have the gift to give, I'm not putting them down or anything by saying that. They can speak good. People listen to them when they talk. So anyway, I wish you all were here. And I hope you get something out of what I said today. Take it with you, and remember, God knows your heart. And I know that I thought about this for a while. Bruce Durso mentioned your name. You have a good heart, and you know that. And I talked to him a lot, too, and he's one person we have a good connection, him and I. So, love you very much. So if you could all pray with me right now, we'll call it a day. And could you pray with me, please? Dear Lord, I want to thank you so much that you gave me a chance to speak to the congregation about the heart that we need to put in our lives on a daily basis, that we need to know what comes out of our mouth. We're actually thinking about it in our hearts. And to help us to be the people that you want us to be. And Lord, please don't let anything happen to us as we go about this day, and help us to drive safely and to have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.